ABC Radio Australia.
Well, a Fijian carver exporter has seen demand for their product increase by 300% over the past 6 months. It comes as carver root prices in Fiji have grown from $40 to $100 per kilogram since November. Exporter Praveen Narayan also grows his own carver, and his family have been involved in the industry for the last 40 years. He told Lucy Cooper, the culture of relaxation and rising consumption in Australia are driving sales.
People are now needing other forms of beverages apart from alcohol to sit down, relax with families and friends and have a good time. And this is what kava gives. This relaxes you and also gives you time to spend time with the family and friends. And now it's evolving a lot. And the East is now looking at kava very seriously. So there's a lot of demand coming globally.
How much do you think that the demand has increased by, or, in your own personal sales, how much has it kind of changed?
So the demand that's coming now from the ground, from the our buyers, is around 300% now. But the supply is not there.
Over what kind of time period?
Basically, we would say the last 6 months.
It's increased 300% in just the last 6 months.
Yeah, the demand has increased, but the supply is still at that 100%. It's still at that lower end. The prices has also increased. And then we have to compete with the export prices.
Tell me a little bit about the export prices. Well, kind of the export prices versus the domestic prices.
Domestic prices are around 30% higher than the export prices. And that's the real struggle now in maintaining your export prices. And that's becoming a bit of in a limbo now.
Why are domestic prices so high for kava in Fiji at the moment?
In Fiji, even domestic consumption has been higher. If we're looking at what I would always say, locally it's 90% consumed and export is only 10%. So the demand has always been higher with the local consumption than the export market.
300% in 6 months is insane. Well, how would you describe it?
Well, it's good for business, but good for the farmers too. At the moment, the farmers are enjoying the best prices they are getting at the moment in Fiji, and I think around the Pacific too. The farmers are having an early Christmas now. The Fiji cover, the prices for roots were around $50 to $60 kilo in November last year. And right now the prices are around Fijian dollars, I'm talking about, is around 130 to 150.
And again, from an export point of view, are you just trying to ride this wave? Like, do you expect this demand and the price to both continue to go up?
At the moment, it is very high. And if it goes more higher, then I don't think we'll be able to export. It has come to a point that there is a lot of exporters are now not even exporting. They just rescinded from exporting kava. The prices that their importers are asking, or they have come to that kind of price, they don't want to increase the prices. So what will the exporter do if there is a price isn't, the price has not been, substantially increased by the importer, because the importer wants to make more because he knows the prices of kava in the Pacific and Fiji is increasing, so they push the price up their side, but don't want to push the price to the export. So it's a bit of an unfair scenario now. It's like a business. If it's not viable, so it doesn't matter. It's no use doing it.
In recent years, Australia's changed its laws in regard to kava, allowing for commercial imports. So has that seen you guys, is Australia a decent market for you? How would you describe it?
At the moment, Australia is the best market for green gold kava. Yeah, we have done so much. My distributors have worked tirelessly for the last 3.5-4 years, and now we are seeing the results are coming. And that is the reason we are not backing down. We will support our importers, our distributors, and we want to see this. We'll ride this storm together, as we say. We won't be receding our export. We will continue our exports and maybe into bigger volumes in the coming 6 months to Australia.
What percentage of your export business is the Australian market?
for us is about 70% of my exports is to Australia now.
That was Fijian carver exporter Praveen Narayan speaking there with Lucy Cooper.